Okay, one more movie item. Wallace and Gromit: The Curse of the Were Rabbit. This is the newest offering from the British claymation artist Nick Park, best known here for the film Chicken Run that came out 5 years ago. Nick Park has won Oscars for his short films starring the Wallace and Gromit team, but Were Rabbit is the first full-length movie featuring these characters. Charles Solomon writes about animation for Day to Day. Here's his review.
One of the most anticipated animated films in recent years, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit is worth the wait. Nick Park and co-director Steve Box succeed in presenting a feature-length story that preserves the personal quirkiness that made the Wallace and Gromit short film so entertaining. Wallace still lives for cheese and creates bizarre inventions that almost work. His infinitely patient and intelligent dog Gromit bails Wallace out when his contraptions misfire. The film overflows with the outrageous visual gags Park adores. As Wallace is getting chubby, the breakfast table sports a jar of middle-aged spread. A photo on the wall shows Gromit graduating from the Canine College of Dogwarts. In Were-Rabbit, Wallace and Gromit have formed the Anti-Pesto SWAT team to protect local vegetable patches from hordes of hungry rabbits. Wallace tries to reprogram the bunnies' brains to make them stop raiding gardens.
Simply by connecting the bun vac to the mind manipulation o-matic, we can brainwash the bunnies. Rabbit rehabilitation. Once cured of their antisocial veg-ravaging behavior, the rabbits can be safely released without fear of reoffending.
But something goes terribly wrong, and Wallace and Gromit must face the Were-Rabbit, a hilarious, hairy horror who suggests a cross between King Kong and the Easter Bunny. Peter Salas reprises his role as the blithely self-satisfied voice of Wallace. Helena Bonham Carter has fun as the dotty Lady Tottington, who hires Antipesto to deal with the infestation of rabbits on her estate. But the most articulate character in the cast is the voiceless Gromit. The animation is so expressive, the audience knows exactly what Gromit is thinking, whether he's fretting over his knitting or exasperated at Wallace's damn fool schemes, as when Wallace presses him to perform as a female decoy to capture the Were-Rabbit.
A lovely lady rabbit! How could any hot-blooded rabbit beast resist? Oh, come on, Gromit! A bit more, you know, alluring!
Few live actors can match the eloquence of Gromit's pantomime. The stop-motion clay figures have a warmth no computer-animated film has managed to convey. Even the elegant puppet animation in Tim Burton's Corpse Bride feels cool by comparison. In some close-ups, the audience can see thumbprints in the clay characters, which only makes them more human. Although there could be stiff competition from Corpse Bride and Howl's Moving Castle for this year's Animated Feature Oscar, I'm betting that Curse of the Were-Rabbit earns Nick Park his fourth Academy Award next spring.
Charles Solomon lives and writes in Los Angeles. Pictures from The Curse of the Were-Rabbit are available at our website, and you know that is npr.org.